From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. International negotiations on North Korea's nuclear weapons program have been stalled since last summer as the North Koreans waited for the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. Now it looks like those talks may begin again. Two congressional delegations from the U.S. recently made what have been called successful visits to North Korea. And as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, the reaction from North Korea has been positive as well.
California Democrat Tom Lantos, the ranking member of the House International Relations Committee, made the first congressional visit this year to North Korea. He engaged in 3 days of meetings in Pyongyang with senior leaders of the North Korean government. Initially, Lantos said the North Koreans were hostile.
As the 3 days went on, the tenor and tone changed, and we ended up in a professional and civilized, almost cordial manner.
Lantos told the North Koreans that the United States has no hostile intentions, that regime change is not the policy of the Bush administration, and that if the North Koreans dismantle completely their nuclear weapons program, they will receive economic support and could very well normalize diplomatic relations with the U.S. Lantos said he had been assured personally by Secretary of State-designate Condoleezza Rice that that is the policy of the United States. Pennsylvania Republican Kurt Weldon, who led the second congressional delegation, told the North Koreans the same thing. Weldon is the vice chair of the House Armed Services Committee, and he says he was assured by President Bush himself.
I talked to the president about this, and I know the president wants to resolve this peacefully. I've talked to him personally about his commitment to no preemptive attack and no seeking regime change. I know the president sets the tone, and I'm following the president, who I support fully, and I'm convinced that he wants a peaceful solution. That's all I need.
During its first term, it was well known that the Bush administration was deeply divided over what to do about North Korea's nuclear weapons. Many senior officials opposed negotiation and advocated regime change. But at her confirmation hearings last week, Condoleezza Rice's remarks on North Korea were precisely in line with what Lantos and Weldon say they told the North Koreans.
The North Koreans should be well aware that the United States has no intention to invade them or attack them. We've said that. And that there are multilateral security assurances that are available to them if they choose to take them. Now, obviously, if there are multilateral security assurances, the United States would be one of the parties to those security assurances.
After the two congressional delegations left Pyongyang, the North Korean news agency released a statement suggesting an eagerness to return to the negotiating table. As long as the U.S. stops interfering in North Korea's affairs and stops, in the words of the statement, slandering the nation. The North Koreans are especially attuned to statements coming from the U.S. President Bush famously included North Korea in the axis of evil, and he has said he loathed Kim Jong-il, North Korea's leader. That sort of rhetoric has not disappeared completely from the administration's discussion of North Korea. Rice did include North Korea in her reference to outposts of tyranny around the world. That remark frustrated Congressman Weldon.
That is what it is, and hopefully that will not be enough to derail the North Koreans coming back to the table.
Congressman Lantos, too, is worried about the tone of Rice's remarks and of North Korean reaction to President Bush's inauguration speech.
I think they will not like the speech. They will not like the hearing that Condi Rice had. But I don't think that will prevent them from making a major policy change.
Some experts still see divisions within the Bush administration. And now another issue has surfaced that may affect the North Korean problem. Donald Gregg, a former U.S. ambassador to South Korea and director of the Korea Society in New York, says some in the administration do not want a diplomatic settlement with Pyongyang because it may undercut support in the U.S. for the missile defense system that is now being deployed.
North Korea has always been the poster child for missile defense. If they had a real settlement with the North Koreans, what would be the justification? There was a statement from the missile defense people the other day saying, well, we're very close to developing a deterrent to North Korea, and if North Korea were no longer seen as a threat, would that program still have any justification?
Gregg does agree that the North Koreans are likely to return to the negotiating table. Those talks include China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea, as well as the U.S. Gregg says the North Koreans are realists and recognize they need to face up to the political changes taking place around them.
They have learned what President Bush represents. I think they have absorbed the new era of comity in the countries around them, and I think they want to take advantage of both of those things and sort of slowly rejoin the world. And if the price of that is giving up their nuclear weapons. I think they'll do it as long as they are assured that the United States does not intend to blow them out of the water.
North Korea is likely to wait until after President Bush's State of the Union address early next month before giving a firm yes to their return to the negotiating table. Mike Schuster, NPR News.